This podcast has been translated from Frosted Gaming's native tongue, Simlish.
So what is Simlish? I was trying to do a smooth, like, non-laughing segue, but that didn't happen.
That's the language of The Sims.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually how we talk naturally, yeah. So that's...
God, if you love it.
That was impressive. I couldn't even fake that.
I didn't play The Sims. We already talked about
You've
this.
Never played The Sims?
I've played it before, but I didn't get really into it like a lot of girls do, apparently.
My cousin's really into it, and she's a girl.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I'm not a girl.
Hell, I rose butted the sure? hell out of that thing.
You shut up. I'm positive. No, I had all the original Sims, and then I had some of The Sims 2 and none of The Sims 3.
Okay.
That's not true. I stole some of The Sims 3 from my cousin because she has the disc, but you can also activate it on Origin. So I was just like, I'm going to activate these on Origin. She doesn't know what this is.
I've seen pictures of all the glitches in the new one.
Oh, in Sims 4?
Horrifying.
In Sims 4, right?
Oh my God.
Is that out now?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, I remember looking at it and like being not interested in the slightest, especially after the whole SimCity thing. That was awful.
I remember on the original Xbox, there was Sims busting out.
I remember that.
And you could get in a car and drive over to one of your neighbor's houses. I thought that was really freaking cool.
Yeah, I remember that in Sims 3, I think, added cars on the PC version.
Or you could just get in your car, walk into your neighbor's house, and set their kitchen on fire and drop their baby in it.
Welcome to Satan. Satan is now an honorary member of the podcast.
Sims stuff.
So,
damn it.
Yeah. So yeah, I missed my first podcast last week because I was in New York. That was a thing.
That was.
And I've never missed a podcast before. It was weird not being here.
We were very upset. Don't ever leave.
Yeah. Well, Ben's not here. This is his first missed podcast because he's got practice. I guess we should introduce ourselves. I'm Joey.
I'm Austin.
And apparently I'm Satan.
Shut up. You've introduced yourself as Satan before without me enticing you.
I'm Nikki.
Yeah.
Still this Satan. Is
podcast 49?
49?
I think so. I think 49? Last one was 48.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not 49, it's 50, and I would hate for this to be like 50, because we did no planning for this.
I
do we plan for podcasts?
Would you like me to look it up?
Yeah, look it up. Let's see. I just downloaded Pocket Cast, so that's a thing.
I think I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, it's what I use for all things. And we changed the name to the Fishbowl. Or not the Fishbowl, just to the Frosted Gaming Podcast, but it still shows up as the Fishbowl.
Okay, so 47's up,
okay,
which means Ben hasn't posted 48.
48, no. 48 is edited, but not posted. 49 is not edited. So this is Podcast 50. Welcome to Podcast 50.
Oh, wow.
This is totally anticlimactic. I apologize, everybody, for the lack of excitement for Podcast 50. Austin wore a suit thing. He wore a dress shirt and a tie. That's our honorary excitement for Podcast 50.
Nikki's got fuzzy boots.
And Nikki has fuzzy boots, and Joey has socks on.
Well, aren't you special?
These shoes are actually really comfortable despite how they look. I mean, they're not super.
I have a pair of dress shoes, too, that are super comfortable. Do they have that, like, gel sole in them?
Not the entire sole. Oh, man.
All of you have comfy dress shoes, and I don't.
What kind of dress shoes do you have? Oh, you have, like, heels and shit, don't you?
It's got, like, a plushy heel.
Yeah. Mine has the same.
Your mom's got a plushy heel.
What is that supposed to mean?
Plushy right. heel.
I don't
I hardly even know her.
God damn it.
Didn't even
what was
sense.
The one that you said earlier?
I don't know.
Oh, she.
I was screaming.
For some reason, she ate chicken nuggets, and I've had them for the first time in a long time. I'll probably get sick from them.
Uh-huh.
But she was calling them chicken nuggers. And I said, Nugger? I hardly know her. And she's like, get out.
You're going home.
Get out.
Man, I can think
fries.
Of a really offensive variation of that joke.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so when I was in New York, we were in the airport and my sister was eating Twizzlers and I was like, Twizzler? I hardly even know her. And my dad just lost it in the airport. It was like the most amazingly not embarrassing, embarrassing thing ever. But because he just, that was like the most original joke he'd ever heard.
Wow.
That was great.
Speaking of like old stuff like that, do you have any idea what jump the shark means?
What?
I've heard that phrase so many times.
I forget. It's like when you, I'm trying to think how to explain it. I know what it is, but it's like when a show or something like goes immediately after what the fans wanted. I think it's like the fans say, oh, you should do this. And they're just like, okay, even though it doesn't make sense to the rest of the story, sure, we'll go and do that.
Oh, I remember reading an article not too long ago that had to do with businesses and companies.
That would jump the shark?
Yeah. like Facebook and stuff. I can't remember. That was like months ago.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's kind of like selling out, but not exactly, I guess. Okay. And I could totally be 100% wrong, but I'm pretty confident in my answer.
Yeah, in context, that makes sense. I've heard that phrase so many times, it didn't mean much to me.
Yeah, it's kind of something like that.
I've never heard that phrase.
Really? You never heard jumping the shark?
No.
Yeah, I don't know where the saying comes from. I don't know like what jumping the shark means.
Yeah, like did someone like, oh, I just jumped the shark. Or maybe it's like
jumping a motorcycle over a shark and doing something ridiculous for attention. I don't know.
Or jumping on the shark.
And riding the shark into battle with a lightsaber while wearing a Batman suit. That is a picture that I had at one point as my wallpaper.
Like that specific picture?
It was Batman holding a lightsaber riding a great white.
Hmm.
My current one is like a cornfield and it says, oh, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Wow.
Because of that one person on the one stream that we had. And they're like, oh, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Was I on that stream? I missed last stream too because I was at a concert.
I don't know.
Was it Swordsley?
No. It was on the stream. And someone was playing Fibbage and they wrote
I remember that. Okay. You guys got the new Fibbage package thing. Lots of new games, right?
Yeah, there's lots of new games. There's one game that doesn't support anybody because it's like on the screen.
So you can't I didn't think about that, but I guess although the one where you can play with 100 people, I would imagine that
the 100 people is just a true and false one, but that's really fun.
Okay.
And you can see it on the screen too.
Okay, so that has the benefit of we can actually play with 100 people.
And Fibbage is actually Fibbage XL now. It has a whole bunch of new questions.
Good, because we were getting to the point where like we rarely saw new questions.
Yeah, we didn't see any old questions when we played Fibbage XL. I don't know if they omitted the old ones or if there's just so many that we didn't get into it. But
I think when I read about it, it said like 150% more. And more would kind of mean...
Yeah, it would hint at
included
like
the old one, but I don't know. So
who knows?
It's an exciting adventure.
Yeah, and then there's another one called Drawful. Where you draw little pictures and
tell me you can play that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
With other people.
Yeah, other people drew it. And it's like Fibbage, but with drawings where like you have to convince people. Like Nikki would make a title for my drawing and it was like a unicorn riding a unicycle.
Okay.
And then Nikki is like horse riding a bike and then everyone thinks that's the title. Nikki gets points.
Okay, so it's kind of like, and that's true or false at that point?
No. That's a different game.
Okay. Well, whatever. We'll figure it out next game when I play.
If you'd like to know more info, you can watch the stream.
Yeah,
on Sunday.
You can go at bit.ly/FGPartyStream.
FG Party Stream.
Yeah, that's so we can track things.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was earlier.
Yeah, then that's what it is. let's see. Okay, I went to New York last week, which is why I was not on the last podcast. I don't think I did anything particularly exciting outside of normal New Yorkness. Oh, the protests for something.
Oh yeah, you were.
I walked near those. I don't want to say I was like participating in it, but I walked through the crowd of people just to see what was going on.
You were part of the crowd for a moment.
Yeah. So it was kind of neat, like seeing in reality, and you kind of realize how dumb a protest is.
Yeah.
Because it was like, all right, you've got a bunch of people here in the street blocking traffic.
They're just complaining.
Shouting at nobody with signs. I was like, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want to get too like political here, but like the thing the cop did was like total bullshit and he should have been arrested, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But like the people just standing in the street, it's like you are literally accomplishing nothing.
Yeah.
You're taking a bunch of cops off the street from other areas they could be. So you could stand around and yell at the sky and block traffic. And like, I talked to one of the cops. It's like, so where are they walking? It's like, yeah, they walked down to like Central Park. And then they walk back to the other park, then they walk back again, and we just kind of follow them around. I'm like,
what?
All right.
That's extremely uneventful.
I know. It was like, well, I mean, I stood around for like 20 minutes. I was like, this is like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But that was my one protest experience.
Yeah. It makes me wonder how many people in those crowds are actually participating or just like bystanders that happen to be in the mass.
I have a feeling there was like a good number of them like me that were just like, well, there's a big crowd of people. I'm going to stand around in the big crowd of people.
Yeah.
And what I asked another cop, you know, what was going on. I was trying to like play dumb. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, they got stuck in the crosswalk. They're waiting for the light to turn green. I was like, yeah, that's funny. But you know, people like to talk shit about cops all the time, but I mean, they were pretty like relaxed about the whole thing. They weren't like being dicks. They were just like standing around like, yeah, this kind of sucks. Cause I have to stand here and watch these people, but meh.
It's like, contrary to popular belief, not all cops are shitty
people. I know, don't get me wrong. There's some shitty cops out there, but the majority of them that were there were just, I mean, you could tell they were annoyed, but they weren't you know, they were like cracking jokes about, you know, like, oh, they're stuck at the light. Ah, I was like, okay. But man, did I feel bad for all the cars behind it. Cause when I first got there, there was, you know, they were in an intersection, so there were no cars going through. And when they finally decided to move, they're like, north, north. I was like, okay. But like the taxi drivers were pissed and they were just laying on the horn for the entire time the cars were coming up.
I'd be pissed too. I'd just be like,
yeah, like if you got somewhere to be and you're just like waiting in traffic because somebody wants to yell at the sky.
Yeah.
Wailing on the horn with the finger up, just
pretty much.
Sorry, I'm late for work. There were people outside yelling.
There were a bunch of jackasses yelling with signs.
Speaking of taxis, did you hear about Uber? They teamed up with Spotify.
Yes, and you can like play your Spotify playlist while in the Uber car?
Yeah, I think it's for Spotify Premium only. Oh, but
yeah, I think you are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, Orlando's trying to get rid of Uber.
Really?
Yeah, Uber sent me an email asking to like send them emails and stuff, but their email was fucked up. So like when I clicked on the link to send an email, all of the spaces were replaced with plus signs.
Huh.
So like all the email addresses had plus signs in them, so they were the wrong email and they bounced back. Kind of sucked because I was like, I'll send an email because Uber's pretty fucking awesome. Although, interestingly enough, Uber was completely useless in New York because they had it there, but you had to then like wait for an Uber.
Yeah.
And like here in Tampa, it makes sense because there's not taxis every 5 feet.
Yeah.
But when you're in New York, it's like 90% taxis. So it's much easier to just wave down a taxi than get an Uber.
It's because Tampa's not an actual city. Like
major
cities, you can't go like 2 feet without finding a taxi.
Right.
In that defense, when I go to Chicago with Nikki, they have a different taxi set up there. It's like run by the government. I don't know how it is in New York, but
don't know either.
When you walk out the front door of a office or something, there will be a line of taxis.
Yeah,
you have to go to the front one.
You have to go to the front one.
Yeah,
well, I guess that kind of makes sense.
But like it used to be like, oh, whatever taxi was whatever taxi. Now it's all controlled by the government in Chicago. So I think with Uber, it's like, I don't really want to go in that smelly cab, and I don't want to walk all the way up that curb, so I'm going to call this Uber ahead of time.
That makes sense. And yeah, I could see, like, if you want to get in the smelly cab. Although, yeah. I felt when I was in New York, the one Uber I got in was very much more cab-like than the Ubers that we have here.
I've never been in one. I'd like to be in one.
Oh, you've never been in an Uber?
No.
Oh, me and Ben take them to the conventions, since they're, like, right up the street. So the next convention we have, we'll all meet here and drive that way, save parking and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
I keep burping. Sorry.
You could be plastered drunk and actually find your way home.
Yeah, that could totally happen in the hypothetical scenario where I got drunk.
The hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
We'd like to speak in hypotheticals here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I ordered from Amazon Prime Pantry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw your status about that. How was your experience?
I have not gotten it yet. I should be getting
it. Was it hypothetical?
This entire podcast is our hypothetical lives.
Yeah. This is hypothetically if we recorded it.
Yeah. We're not even actually recording. It's a hypothetical scenario.
With our hypothetical fans.
We're actually all sitting at home.
Oh.
Hey, we have real stream fans, damn
That's true. Yeah, before I get back to what I was saying, when I was at the interview, I was trying to explain what we did, and I forgot to mention the podcast. I'm going to slip that in my next interview.
Okay.
But, you know, the head of the tech department knew what Red versus Blue was because that's what I compared it to. Like, I was like, do you know what Rooster Teeth is? And like, no. I said, do you know Red versus Blue? He's like, yeah. And I like, they're the people who make that. Anyways,
shout out to Rooster Teeth.
Yeah. But I was just, you know, comparing something.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But, and then I was like, do you know what Twitch is? The guy I was interviewing with, you know, sadly, he didn't know any of it, but, you know.
Well,
I used your phrase,
for online media entertainment company, I think, or something like that. Yeah. Kind of made that up on the spot, but I've used it before in something.
That's
the professional term for what we do.
That's probably what I'm going to use when I explain it to my family members. Or
probably just online entertainment. No, because that sounds too much like porn. Online media entertainment is a little bit better. Yeah.
Online entertainment.
I just don't say anything. It's like, this is my personal life. I'm just going to leave it at that. Like,
fuck you guys.
Fuck you. What are you doing the weekends, Nikki? Nothing.
Nothing
at all.
I sit at home and sleep. Yeah. 48 hours a day. That's right.
That's what I say at work. I'm just like, I do nothing. Nothing. You don't know.
My life is completely uneventful.
But yeah, with Amazon Prime Pantry, I ordered it and I'm not getting it till the 13th, I believe, or the 12th.
It's like ordering groceries, but Pantry is like a step below, because there's Amazon, I think it's called Amazon Fresh.
Yes.
Which is like full-blown grocery shopping
like
from
milk
Amazon.
And eggs.
Whereas Amazon Pantry is more like non-perishable type stuff.
That's exactly how I would explain it, yeah.
Are you
like marshmallows or like shampoo.
Did you order marshmallows?
Is that part of Amazon Pantry shampoo? Because I order shampoo and hair gel from Amazon all the time.
Yes.
Like I order all my toiletries from Amazon. And you can actually schedule them to like constantly
subscribe to it.
It's great.
See, the only issue with that is that Prime Pantry, well, it's only for Prime members, of course, hence the name.
Right.
But it costs $6 to mail a box, no matter what.
Really?
The box can be 20 pounds or 2 ounces.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe it's like refrigerated or something.
No, I don't think so. But I think it's like because a box full of cans and a box full of marshmallows weighs completely different. So I think it's like, you know, to cover everything.
Gotcha.
Because it can be very heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Most things you order from Amazon aren't particularly heavy.
Yeah.
I could see it.
I don't know. I ordered a bike from them once.
That's true, yeah. And you can order a Nissan Leaf from them if you really want to.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. An entire car, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Did you seriously order marshmallows?
I ordered a small amount of marshmallows because I was just trying to fill up the box because it's $6 to ship.
He moves out and this is what he buys. He buys marshmallows.
I got laundry detergent.
That's important.
And then a dishwash detergent.
Yeah, dishwashing soap or whatever.
And then, you know, fabric sheet things.
And then marshmallows.
I also bought towels.
Towels? Towels good. Are important. You need towels.
Amazon has their own towel subdivision. It's a specific brand.
I remember I was looking something up. I think it might have actually been for Kat. I don't remember. They have like a festive paper silver or paperware section. Like specifically dedicated to differently shaped paper plates that were non-traditionally shaped.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Like those animal ones with the ketchup.
Yeah, oh, I love those. Those are so great. It's like having little cups on your plate.
I never had them in my family, but the person I consider my godmother, she had them with her 5 kids. And whenever we would go over to eat, like she'd have those. I'm like, what the hell is this for? And it's like, oh, you're supposed to eat all your food. So it shows animal. I'm like, I can see that it's a monkey.
I remember that. It's like, I knew that before ketchup. I started eating.
Yeah. My sister had them. It was great.
So, like, what do you call your godmother? Do you refer to her as godmother?
If my parents passed away when I was a kid, she wouldn't, like, do that.
I know, like, I know what the godmother is, but, like, when you talk to her.
I say Miss Luann.
Okay, see, because my godmother is my aunt, so I just call her, you know, my aunt's name. I was just kind of curious if...
Yeah, technically, my parents are her kids' godparents, and she's not mine. But for ease of conversation, I just say vice versa.
Gotcha. You know, that makes sense. Yeah. Just because for me, I would refer to her as my aunt. I don't even think of her as my godmother. I just, yeah. But I know she is.
Mine's so. My aunt, too.
Yeah. I was asked to be somebody's godfather.
Really?
Yeah.
I am my cousin's godmother.
There you go.
I might have put you as a reference on my application. No, I didn't. I put your mother.
Oh, you should. Well, your mom's also a very good reference. But I love being references for people. People put me down all the time. Like, I will talk up such a big game about you.
Do I put you down?
Note to self. Put Joey down as a reference.
I am a great fucking reference for people.
I was going to, but I didn't want to break the rules because I didn't know you for a year yet. And it said people you don't know for a year. Or
bullshit. We could have time traveled.
I've known in Austin hindsight, it was my stupid. Entire life.
That's all right. You seem pretty shoo-in for the job anyway, so I think you'll be all
right. I'm not wearing shoes right now.
Yeah, my boss.
Hypothetically, if you were wearing shoes,
I talked to my boss again today about you. He was excited about it, but he's got like nothing to do. So
yeah, I'm used to like that kind of job stuff. That was my first job. I did labor, like washing roofs and stuff. And
so like sometimes you're really busy, and other times you're not.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah, but the Destiny DLC came out last night.
Yes, it yesterday. Did. Yeah. Have you been playing it so far? I know you've been playing it. I already saw pictures, but.
Yeah, you saw pictures.
Nikki posted a picture of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was earlier.
Yeah, that was just today. But no, I was playing it last night. It has a decent amount of missions, and they're particularly difficult. They start at level 24.
Okay, that's where I'm at, so that's maybe I'll put Destiny back in.
Yeah, if you happen to get the game, I don't know if you ever read the message, but you get a special set of armor. Not special, but like just.
Well, I said you get rare armor, you said?
You get rare level 20 light armor, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I already have rare armor, or rare everything, but that's nice if I don't.
It is nice. And then there's also a strike and a raid.
Okay, cool. Okay, so there's now 2 raids.
Yeah, nice. And the raid's not particularly difficult. It's because I didn't complete it, but I killed about 175 people by myself. It's just what you'd expect if the moon
is the level
difficult.
Cap higher.
32.
Okay, so it has gone up a little bit.
Yeah, No one's beaten the raid as far as I know yet, so no one's reached that level cap.
Gotcha. So, in other totally unrelated news, okay, so last week I was on the podcast, we talked about the Jeep. Yeah. I went mudding and I just got home from mudding. Well, water got in the clutch, which seems like it would happen pretty commonly when you go mudding.
Especially with a Jeep.
Right, well, exactly, with a Jeep. That doesn't seem like a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the water got into the clutch, which wore off the grip stuff.
Oh.
Which burnt out the clutch and the flywheel and cost me $1,700.
Oh my Ow. Gosh.
Yeah. $1,700. That was the worst mudding trip of my life. Well, okay, it wasn't quite $1,700. It was like $1,650, but I'm, for sadness sake, $1,700 fucking dollars. And my friend's Jeep or Hummer caught on fire, and that's going to cost them like a little over a grand too. So, like, that mudding trip alone was like almost $3,000.
Screw the Hummer, get a new car.
Yeah, fuck Hummers.
But. Yeah. They're big and bulky and you don't have any rear view sight.
Yeah, man, the fuck mudding. And it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm in a Jeep, I'm in a Rubicon, and it can't get water a little bit in the clutch.
Yeah.
I mean,
a Rubicon of all, you know?
Yeah, like a Rubicon.
It can literally,
like,
go underwater.
Right.
Well, with a snorkel, but.
But still, I mean. Yeah. Fuck it. Oh, God, I keep it,
it's called Rubicon because of the Rubicon River.
Yeah, well, I think
Rubicon
we talked Valley. About that last podcast. Oh, okay. Which I just edited. I think we did. Did we talk about that?
I don't know. I remember telling you.
I know you've 100% told me. I hate when this happens. But whatever. We'll repeat ourselves for good measure.
Okay. Whatever. Well,
give the short and brief version in case.
All Jeeps are able to run this trail called the Rubicon Valley Trail. And the Jeep Rubicon is made to excel at every single task.
Right. And one of the hardest trails in the world.
Is it the hardest trail?
I think I said one of the hardest.
I
think so. I mean, I don't know. I was remembering that from what you told me. So if you don't know that, then I must be making that up.
I don't think it's one of the hardest ones, but it definitely couldn't be taken by Nikki's Kia Soul.
Okay, well, that narrows it down.
I don't think much off-roading can be taken.
I don't think Nia?
Nikia?
Nikki's Kia.
Nia?
Nikki's Kia could even, like, hop the curb to get on my driveway.
Well, like, I mean, you know when you go to, like, certain dealerships and they have the SUVs and, like, the special dealerships have, like, the rugged terrain area where it's just basically unlevel asphalt?
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, well, I can guarantee you the Rubicon Trail had to have been harder than Croom, which is where I went.
I honestly don't know. I would like to go, but it's, like, on the other side of the U.S.
We'll go on a road trip sometime, maybe. No. And then it would really suck if, like, something like what happened to me happened while we were there. Like, how the fuck are we going to drive all the way back?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'll pass.
To a four-door Jeep with a four-door Jeep.
Yo, dog, I heard you like Jeeps.
Oh, man.
So we put a Jeep on your Jeep.
Yeah, man,
so
but
Jeep
I went, when I went to the concert Sunday, which is why I missed the live stream, we, like, parked on grass. So when I was leaving, you know, it was, like, really bumpy. And, like, I was like, I'm having flashbacks. This is bad. I'm going to cry. Yeah, that was...
How was your concert?
My concert was great, Nikki. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Actually, I actually do kind of want to talk about that because I met Young the Giant, who's a band I didn't know I knew until I met them.
You didn't know?
Yeah, well, then they would like perform, and I was I know this song.
You listened to them, okay.
Yeah, but I actually met them.
Yeah.
We won a meet and greet thing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Pretty exciting. And then we also met New Politics and Dirty Heads, was cool and exciting.
So. I like them. Dirty Heads.
Do you actually know them, or do you
just
like the
name?
Okay, yeah. I don't know. That's
like a nice MX thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Orlando. It was like 1073X or X1073.
Okay.
97X.
But it was cool. But we actually like really got to meet Young the Giant, which was neato.
Yeah, that's a really weird thing when traveling different places. Oh, I guess. Yeah, just
bad. Shitty Dog's here. Welcome home, everybody. Merry Christmas.
But
God, I hate that fucking. I'm just as much a Christian as I am a Jew.
my friend.
And you're just as much of a car when you stand in the garage.
Exactly. We're getting dangerous territory here. Let's segue out of this. Austin, you seem like you have something important to say.
It's kind of related to that, so.
That's okay. Go for it. If it's that bad, I'll cut it out.
I have a friend who had parents.
Who had parents?
Wow,
really?
A parent. Friend with parents.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're an orphan. Got it.
They celebrate Christmas, and he told them that he's atheist. He's not really atheist. He's like the agnostic thing.
Yeah. Well, it's. Yeah. We can talk about that for days.
Yeah. But anyway, so he told his parents that he's atheist one time, and they're like, well, I guess we don't have to give you Christmas presents anymore. And he's like, oh, wait,
I'm so glad my parents aren't like that.
Yeah.
Mine aren't like that.
Again. No, I'll actually probably end up cutting that part out, but.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so.
I guess we're going to have to cut that.
That's awkward. So, the washing machine's on, as you can hear.
Google Cardboard, it had an update today.
Oh, cool.
And
I still haven't put my Google Cardboard together. I think it's missing pieces.
Yeah, my Google Cardboard finally works again on my phone.
Woo!
And, but along with the update, there's, it like has another link for VR compatible apps.
On the
Play Store.
So you can access it. It's like a section on the Play Store specifically for using with Google.
Yeah, because I only knew of two different apps that worked with Google Cardboard, but now I have a whole list of them. It's pretty cool. There's one I actually really like. It's called a Chair in a Room. But you sit in it and you're supposed to wear earphones. It's supposed to be extremely immersive, where you sit in the room and it's dark and there's a light bulb swinging on top, like above you.
Okay.
And you have a flashlight that's activated with the magnet that you turn on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
That sounds neat.
Imagine if Amnesia what involved you sitting in a chair in a dark room.
Okay, that reminds me of a game. Oh fuck! I tried to do this quietly, nonchalantly, but it didn't happen. Ooh. I'm just all sorts of a mess today. It was a game called In the Pit or Into the Pit.
It was rings a bell.
On the 360, it was an arcade game, and the screen was completely black, and you had to play solely based on sound.
Oh my gosh.
So you either had to play it with surround sound speakers, or I think you could do it with headphones. But basically, yeah, you closed your eyes, turned off all the lights, and you just spun around to hear the enemies, and you'd kill them. And you could also, like, go underwater to try to get behind them. And you were a monster in the pit. And you had to, like, kill people who were, like, slayers and stuff.
Okay.
And it was all, like, sound-based. It was a really neat concept.
Yeah, I really like, what do you call that? Audiophonic binaural.
Well, there's binaural, and then there's something else, which is, that gives you, like, that 3D space feeling.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I really like those.
Is it something? No, maybe it is binaural. No.
Well, they have binaural microphones.
Yeah, they have binaural microphones.
And it's basically a
actually
skull.
The Yeti I use upstairs for the stream is binaural.
Okay. Well, they have like really advanced ones that are shaped like a skull.
Yeah, it like echoes the same way it does through your head.
Yeah,
mine's nothing like that. Mine just it's like a side feature it has. It's really intended for like two people being able to podcast on one microphone.
That's still pretty cool though that it's able to have like a two-way mic.
Yeah, it's neat. I've never actually used it for that, but it's a cool idea.
I like to mess around with it and be like, "Hello, I'm over here."
Yeah, well, no, it's cool cuz you can plug in the headphones. So you can like plug in the headphones and then turn it on that mode and you're like, "I'm talking in my left ear. I'm talking in my right ear." It's pretty neat.
Oh, that does sound really cool. Did I really just activate
that?
No,
I think I hit it with my palm.
Okay.
I was doing something yesterday and I turned it on and I was like, how the fuck does that phrase translate? I don't remember what it was, but fucking Google now.
Yeah, Nikki pointed me towards a Kickstarter, or she pointed me towards a similar Kickstarter, but I found something else. It's called Das Horn. It's a drinking horn. Able to hold 24 ounces, which is two drinks about. And
that's amazing.
It's BPA free and synthetic. It's synthetic, so and it's BPA free. So it's not.
So
it's,
basically, we just get to carry around a horn and drink out of it.
Yeah, it's a horn, but it's not, you know, killing an animal.
Or it's not like a real horn.
Yeah, it's not chopping off a tusk of an elephant.
I wouldn't want to drink out of the tusk of an elephant anyway.
I don't.
And
how much is it? I want one.
I think they're $25.
Okay.
But they have an even cooler one. Miniature horns that are shot glasses. The other one was called Das Horn. These are called Das Fang.
Oh, that's so cool.
There's four
of them. I don't do shots, but that's so cool.
Yeah. I would just want them just to have them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And,
Nikki's really excited about something.
I would. Wow, Nikki.
I'm really tempted to.
You can mention
repost
it.
Repost this. Straight out.
Mile through without a kid. No, made it through 2014 without a kid.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm tempted. Because there's so many people who are like,
I know,
I'm pregnant.
There's people like I went to high school with that are like 17, 18, and they're pregnant. I'm like, what in the actual
and
fuck?
And they're so proud of themselves, aren't they?
I know. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe they're like false proud. It's better than like saying, I don't want this kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
I actually thought of something horrible,
a joke to do that I wanted to mention.
I wanted to mention it in our little group chat that we have.
Yeah.
So Ben could see it specifically. But it was like to mention all the pregnant people's statuses and be like, you can still turn back, or there's still time. They'll be like, what do you mean?
That would be so bad.
You can still abort it.
Oh my
Imagine how bad that would be.
That would be so bad. Hey, it's just a friendly reminder, not too late for abortion.
And her stomach's like, boom.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a fourth trimester abortion. I'm just kidding. I don't mean that. Yeah. It was a joke.
That is really wrong.
Murder, that is illegal. All right. Well,
stepping away from that.
Yeah.
Going back to the virtual reality.
Right, virtual reality. That's what we're talking about. Virtual abortion.
Oh, my God. Surgeon simulator.
It's all hypothetical.
Grab the coat hanger with the keyboard. Okay. Sorry.
All of which is hypothetical.
Yes, this is all hypothetical. We're not even recording this podcast. Right, so virtual reality.
Yes, hypothetical reality. Another compatible app is a 3D Paul McCartney live concert.
What? Why?
It's Live and Let Die, but in 3D, and you can. But it's like, you ask why, but it's kind of cool. It's like
a proof of concept, really.
I mean, listen to Paul McCartney.
It's not that 3D. Bad. Maybe.
You know what's really cool? They have like a Japanese hologram that's a pop star.
Hell yeah.
Like, you can go to the show and Tupac? Like see this. Yeah, it's the same technology as Tupac, but this is just like an anime
Tupac
girl that dances and sings, and there's like a whole concert of people singing along to a hologram that doesn't actually exist.
Okay.
You know.
And the last thing, what's the substance that they use? The what's the word? The medium.
For
the hologram.
Not a clue.
Like, I've you
not
know,
actually seen
like,
the Tupac hologram.
It needs a something, the middle medium.
I don't know.
There's a word
is.
For it. I think it starts with a T or an S. And not to be confused with TNA. But you need a T or an S to project the TNA onto.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't even pretend like I'm going to answer that question.
But no, the last app I wanted to mention was that there's a 3D Hobbit exploration thing, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, Nikki's interested in that one.
Oh,
yeah.
now it's not why anymore.
Paul McCartney, oh my God, Hobbits, oh my God.
I don't like
So Paul we're going McCartney. To the Hobbit movie, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When is it?
The night release, the 17th.
17th.
Nikki seems to be
Clear
on top of
your calendars. Here. We're going.
Hopefully, I'm still in town.
You can bring your friend.
I'll bring my friend. I already, never mind.
Already invited my friend.
Good.
that's apparently a podcast day. Maybe you can invite your friend to a podcast.
Yeah, she was going to come tonight, but she has work in the morning, so she'll be here
but
next week.
She thinks you're a lizard and ran away.
Yeah,
lizard?
A wizard. I'm a wizard, Harry.
A lizard?
A lizard. I'm a lizard, Harry. Yeah, but no, she said she's actually going to try to come next week, so we might have a special guest next podcast.
Woo!
That'd be the first time meeting this special guest for me.
Oh, yeah, because when she came over for Thanksgiving, you were in Tennessee like a lizard.
Gone.
Like a lizard.
Left me.
For her
Left medicine. Me to my misery.
To your misery.
She cried with her lizard.
With her lizery.
Her lizery.
Lizery.
With her misery.
I was going to say something like that. But Joey beat me to it.
But Austin made the joke. I didn't make the joke.
You said
Joey's going to edit this later and say, Joey beat me.
God damn it.
But yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that was right.
That was a thing.
The things happened.
Yes.
Stuff.
Christmas
Lori,
is happening.
Things. Yay. Yes.
You're probably invited to my mom's house for Christmas.
I'm not going to be here.
Oh, right. You're going to be
Neither
in...
am I.
Chicago.
Okay. All right.
She'll be in Chicago. I'll be in Texas.
Well, fuck you guys.
So we're going to leave you to your lizardry.
If I happen to be here, then I will accept the invitation.
Okay.
I know for
I'll accept it even
here.
If I don't come. But
I'm there in spirit.
I'll do video hangouts.
All right, so you ready for this story? You see all those notifications?
Yes,
those are
I do.
Added calendar events that were just added to my calendar. So one of my friends shared an event with me to invite me. Well, they didn't share the event with me. They shared their entire fucking calendar with me. And so I can now see every entry on their calendar, which they're currently updating their calendar. So now I know exactly where they are and what they're doing.
I did that with my ex for a bit. Like, just to make sure she didn't come to Tampa and stuff. Because she put down her entire, like, hour-to-hour schedule.
That's what this guy does. And at first, because you guys, when I was at the concert, you sent a message from my account. Which, in hindsight, really could have fucked me over, but that's okay. We'll ignore that, because it didn't.
No.
Yeah, well, it'll be a dinner time story.
Okay.
But anyway, after that, the next day, I was looking at my calendar. And I was like, I don't recognize any of these events. And one of the things said, FaceTime with Bay. And I was like, what the fuck? You guys are fucking assholes. And then I was like looking through and I was like, this is too much work. I have like my whole week planned out. They wouldn't have done that. And there's only like one funny thing in there. The rest of it's like motivation speeches and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, what? And then it just like clicked. I was like, I knew exactly what was going on. I was like,
oh shit.
This is somebody else's calendar. And know that they're currently doing yoga. They didn't have yoga on there.
You should text them just like, so how's yoga?
I was thinking like even creepier level than that, gonna show up wherever they're at. Yeah. Oh hey,
and keep doing
weird here, and you see here. And then like, and hey, I just, and then like go to the next place, is like, hey, I just saw you, what are you, that's weird,
stalking them and all then, for yeah. the sake of a joke. Your Honor, this was all a big joke, I promise.
It was all a joke because he accidentally shared his calendar instead of his one event.
Yeah.
Yeah, but oh, and he's still adding events.
Yeah, Nikki, I've been trying to get her.
Eating, napping.
He went napping in your schedule.
God, I feel like such an asshole because he's actually a pretty cool guy, but whatever. Nap, eat, read, Code Academy.
Code wow. Academy.
I mean, I like to put my schedule up, you know. If
I do too, but
if I'm
just
having a planned thing, like my interview is on here.
Right, so you like to plan your day around the interview. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, speaking of coding, I don't know. Can I mention work?
Yeah, you can mention
not work. Specifics.
Yeah, just I we have mentioned the name before, but okay. we try to avoid the name just to not
well
put them with our, you know, virtual abortions.
As you know, I work at the school.
Yes, you work at a school.
And they started this new coding thing.
Like a coding class?
No, it's go away. it's games they play to learn coding.
Oh, okay. I've heard of those.
Okay. I guess that's cool.
Yeah, they actually have a Minecraft that helps you with JavaScript.
Yeah. Yeah. I mentioned that.
And there's a console for it, I believe.
That's exciting.
Like in-game console, not like physical console.
It's neat. I'm just like, oh.
Oh, you're probably thinking of cool. Feed the Beast mod. You can do a lot of scripting in there. I don't know if it's JavaScript or not.
I don't think it's Feed the Beast. I think there's like there is a mod for it.
Well, Feed the Beast is a collection of mods, so it's entirely possible it's the same mod that's.
It's a possibility.
But I don't actually know. Although I think it's Python actually in Feed the Beast, so I don't really. I'm talking.
I don't know
ass.
What you guys are talking
Python
about.
Python is such a. Beautiful language.
Beautiful and frustrating language. Fucking tabs. Man.
There was a XKCD comic I read a long time ago.
I love that excitement.
Where they took a little EPC and gave it life. Like they gave it an AI and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they made it into a little pet. They put in a little hamster ball and gave it little roto reels and a little camera to see.
Right.
And they were trying to figure out how to give it a soul. And like, how do I import a soul? And they're like, import soul. And he's like, oh yeah, Python.
I get it. Nobody in the podcast got that joke. I'm sorry, everybody.
Now we'll have to find out that link so we can put it in the link down.
Y'all are fucking nerds.
We are nerds.
But we're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
I saw Big Hero 6. It was so fucking good.
I wanted to see this.
I'll go see it again. It was so good.
What?
Did you see it with your friend?
Oh.
I did see it with my friend.
Is your friend willing to see it?
That was the second time she saw it, so she'll probably see it a third time.
Like Nikki,
let's go see it.
How many
we're
times?
We're gonna go see The Hobbit a million times.
How many
are
times
we?
Did you see the first
not.
Hobbit?
Probably not, because you're gonna have to drag me out of that theater like while I'm like sobbing.
I haven't. I've like saw the first movie and a half of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, so we gotta like watch all those. First.
Okay, she has the whole collection.
I have the whole collection.
Do you?
Yeah.
We can have.
I have the Lord of the Rings trilogy collection. I don't have the other Hobbit stuff.
Oh, we don't have the Hobbits. I don't think they exist yet.
Of course, Nikki does.
I have the Hobbit.
Oh yeah,
I don't have the
got
second
it.
One.
No, that was the Avengers.
Yeah, you were with me when I got the Avengers.
Well, that's okay. We can get it. That was great. We are talented people.
No, we'll have a Lord of the Rings party.
I agree.
And the Hobbit.
That'll have to be a really long party because those movies last forever and a half.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll spend a whole weekend doing it.
The Hobbit's the shortest book, and it's coming out in multiple movie parts.
Three movie parts, right?
3 hour movies,
like three movie parts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because the first two are already out, and then this is the third part coming.
Yeah, I haven't read
and
the Hobbit.
And they're 3 hours long each. That's 9 hours for the shortest book.
Yeah.
I haven't read The Hobbit, but I assume because they did three movies that they're not skipping over parts in the story.
Yeah, there's some pretty good detail in there. Although, I don't remember if this was in The Hobbit. It was in The Hobbit when we saw The Hobbit.
annoyed the hell out of me. They called them stone, or they called them mountain trolls and not stone trolls, I believe was the argument we had.
They were stone trolls, not mountain trolls.
Man, this dude is like fully updating his calendar. This is like, oh, yeah. These are like continual, like they dismiss and then there's new ones being added.
I use an app called Business Calendar and I can turn on and off calendars so I don't have to see when Nikki has to take out the trash. And, you know, I would get that if I were you and like, you know, turn it off, turn it back on. So it's,
well, I can do that with it's iCloud calendar. So I can turn off calendars like that. So I actually did something kind of sketchy today. Not sketchy.
You did something sketchy today? No, okay.
Like potentially sketchy, but it wasn't on my end. But I shared my location with all of you through Google Plus because you're all in the Frosted Gaming group.
Yeah.
So I shared my precise location. So you
I did that too, I believe. You were testing out the new app, weren't you?
Yeah, because it's all like material and stuff. So I was, I just thought like kind of like for podcasts and stuff. It'd be kind of neat for you guys to like know where I'm at, know where you're at.
I think it's pretty cool too.
And you know, I'm only sharing it with you guys because, I mean, wherever I'm at, like, I don't particularly care.
Or we could not.
You don't have to, Nikki, if you feel uncomfortable. That's fine.
Oh, there's little icons around your house. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different places near your house, like establishments.
Yeah, it's probably in the village right up there.
Well, I mean, it's like in houses. Oh. I guess people have in-home businesses.
Really? I'm curious. I'll look at this now. The part's not interesting for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
And they also. Oh, you know what? They're listings for houses.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Christ.
Because Yeah, because I like know these people.
Okay.
That's interesting. Crazy. If it was on my phone, I would just assume they were in my contacts, but obviously that's not the case. But interesting.
But yeah, they also included stickers. I don't know how I feel about that yet.
On what?
On Hangouts.
Is there a new Hangouts update?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know.
I don't know. I knew there was Hangouts on the iOS version, but...
I might be able to send you a link later, but okay. I just shared my location. Yeah, there's a new update to where you can see how you can just share your location like that.
You've been able to do that forever.
But there's also a send sticker.
Oh, okay. That's new. Yeah.
And it says share your location. It doesn't say like attach location or whatever. And the stickers
That's not my location. I don't know what it just sent you.
Detroit scored a goal.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you can also send points on a map. And I just sent like a little BRB sticker.
Yeah, well, you can sit where...
Good for podcast.
Oh, holy shit. I sent you a place in New York. That must have been the last place I shared my location and it just didn't connect in time.
That's a possibility.
So... Wow, this has become a very localized podcast to the internet.
I haven't checked my time traveling ability.
What?
My teleportation.
Oh yeah. How's that going?
I haven't checked it recently since I moved.
Yeah, because he's got that problem where his Google location history shows him jumping around all over the place.
I believe it's a Sprint's issue.
God, look at this guy's fucking updating his calendar forever.
That's hilarious.
Why on a Wednesday night? That's like the middle of the week. Do it on like a Sunday.
He's just sitting on his couch, laying in his bed, going boop boop. Okay, I'm gonna nap at this time, and I'm gonna eat at this time.
Pretty much.
And I mean, I don't have an active enough life to have to schedule naps.
Yeah, I don't have to schedule naps or anything. I'll schedule meetings, obviously, if I'm having meetings. Yeah.
And like, I felt so active when I had to put my work schedule in at Toyota.
We've said it before at this point. It's if anybody tried hard enough, they could find out
where you guys Toyota were. Establishment.
A Toyota establishment, exactly. Are you planning on going back and working there?
No.
Then I wouldn't worry about it. You'll be fine.
But my schedule always differed. You know, I worked 40 hours a week.
Put in your calendar.
Yeah, and I felt so active. And then once that job, you know, went down the drain, I deleted it, and it was just blank.
It was Or, like, I'd have my classes in there, too, and then, like, I went all online and then just, like, now there's nothing.
Let's do that.
Christmas drinking game. Place a Santa hat on the corner of your TV, and every time somebody wears it, drink. Okay.
Let's do it.
See, I read that without looking at the picture. I just kind of, you know, scrolling through Facebook. And I thought that you put that on the TV, and when a group was watching TV, and if someone comes in the room, they take the hat off the TV and put it on the head. I was that's so dumb.
No, it's for... The other thing, when it's like on the TV.
Yeah, when it lines up with the people's heads.
It's probably a nonstop drinking thing. There is no actual game to it.
Yay! It's like the Elsa game.
Yeah.
On Halloween.
Man, I was at a real disadvantage. I didn't actually play it, but because
I did.
Two of the little girls I was trick-or-treating with, both were Elsa. So I was like before I even got out of the door, I'm two drinks in.
My cousin was Elsa, so I'm just like, whoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, when
first Elsa.
Once you age up, we'll get you back on that.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll have to make up for the missed year.
You're gonna die of alcohol poisoning.
I know, man. We're casually planning that cruise for my 21st birthday. That's gonna be a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be wonderful. Great. Disaster.
I know. It's gonna be so beautiful.
It's gonna be a beautiful disaster. There you go. You're gonna be a hot mess.
Yeah, we're just gonna attach GoPros to everything.
GoPros to everyone, so that we know where we went.
And no turned off. Just a constant three nights of recording.
That's gonna be a lot of SD cards.
Yeah, and a lot of battery charging. But we will do it.
We just have to do it when we're going out. It's like, okay, we're going.
Yeah, when we go to Senior Frogs, that's
clip the GoPro on your shirt. Yeah, and go.
We need a Ben's ankle cam because that happens to get screwed yes. up every time.
What?
Every time we go somewhere, Ben fucks up his ankle. I don't know how he does it.
Didn't he screw it up on the cruise?
He screwed it up at MetroCon.
Yeah.
No, I screwed it up before the cruise. But I think he did screw it up on the cruise too. He threw a standing full. Yeah. At MetroCon and at ShadowCon and on the cruise. And those were the three party events we did, and he fucked up his ankle all three times.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. But we were talking about doing laser tag.
Oh.
We did it in the group chat. This isn't new news. But anyway, yeah, we're new going news. Laser tag at some point in time, and we're going to attach GoPros to the camera.
Oh,
or to the guns.
Okay.
I think it was your idea to attach the GoPros to the guns.
Yeah.
I don't have a GoPro, so.
Although, we got two.
I don't know how it would, because I'm pretty sure that's infrared light. From the
well, they still put lasers on it, so you can see it, and if your eyes can see it, the gun
but
can
the
see it.
Issue is that GoPro can see the infrared,
right?
But if you shine a laser in the lens, that can mess up the camera. Trust me.
Yes,
happened.
But that would require you to shoot right in the thing. I wouldn't worry about it too much
because some kid tried to, or he didn't try, but he took a green pin laser I have and shined it in the camera.
Yeah, that'll fuck
it
up.
It burned in my camera. You can still see a little green line.
I wouldn't worry about it too much because you can't hold it on. It's a flash.
Oh, it's in burst. Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
So I mean, they'd have to hit a perfect shot and burst it enough to do it.
Yeah.
Plus, they're probably much weaker lasers because you could easily get shot in the eye, which they wouldn't want.
That's true.
So, I wouldn't worry about it too much. Plus, you have the protective case, which is going to reflect some stuff.
That's true as well.
Yeah, I think we'll
or diffract at least.
Yeah, at least to fuck up any permanent damage. Plus, it's a GoPro, so it's probably built a little bit more in mind of doing stupid shit like lasers.
Yeah, the newest GoPros can handle volcanic activity, apparently.
Yeah, in case you ever decide to go volcano diving.
Yeah, and there's a commercial where people are in their little reflective
volcano suits.
Yeah, it looks volcano like an antibiotic. Yeah.
Never mind. I was gonna say a spoiler, but never mind.
Oh,
you probably know exactly what spoiler I was thinking, but
I honestly don't.
Never mind. Well, let's talk about it later.
Telekinetically transfer.
Yeah. So that's that. Anything else exciting happened in my life recently? Not particularly.
Get Out of Hell's coming out soon.
I thought Get Out of Hell was
January 5th, I believe.
Long ago. That's the
Saints Row for the Xbox One. And the expansion.
Is it being re-released for the Xbox One? Or was it already out?
No, Saints Row 4 came out for 360.
Right, and God Out of Hell is coming out on the 1.
And 360.
And 360. Okay, see, I thought God Out of Hell was old DLC.
No. There was the Dominatrix. That was the last DLC.
Okay.
And that was, I don't know if you ever played Saints Row, but that's what the original storyline for Saints Row was going to be.
Right, and okay, it goes that's completely what you said. Different direction. I remember that now. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really interesting. But the Get Out of Hell pack is going to include Saints Row 4 for the Xbox One.
Okay. That's a good deal.
Yeah, I've really been liking the Halo collection.
Yeah, well, apparently they finally kind of got things up and working now.
I haven't played multiplayer yet. I tried playing it once. I think I played it once.
Okay.
But after that, I've just been playing the campaign because I forgot how good of a story it was. It was such a good story.
It is an amazing story.
And, the cinematics for Halo 2 are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about Cortana, the whole...
Yeah.
Because, it's one thing to play Halo 4, because the first time I played it, I missed a whole bunch of things. Second time I played it, I was like, holy shit, holy shit,
holy
shit!
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, man, those games are so good. So where are we going to dinner? Because I'm kind of, broke, because I just spent $1,700 on a Jeep.
Yeah, I figured I'm pretty broke, too. Good thing I got this job, hopefully.
Yeah. I get paid Friday, but, until then, I'm
ramen noodles?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Nikki just had McDonald's with chicken nuggets, so, you know, I'm not that hungry.
I'm pretty hungry.
Oh, you are?
I can eat.
Yeah. We could do McDonald's. McDonald's is cheap. Or, like, Steak and Shake isn't too bad.
Steak and Shake isn't too bad.
Applebee's, if we actually get appetizers, is not too bad.
Yeah, Applebee's, appetizers, wow. Appetizers. I'm surprised they didn't do that.
I was going to say, that's actually a pretty good marketing idea. Austin, you need to
I'll
email
walk up
them.
In my dress shirt and stuff. Say, hey, have you ever considered...
appetizers.
If you pay me $500, I got a new idea for you. Appetizers, just like, we already thought of that.
Oh,
damn,
ooh, this is exciting. Okay, so you know those touch things they have at Applebee's?
Yes.
That we've established are Android-based.
Yes.
Turns out their charger is a SATA cable. They use a SATA cable to charge.
What?
Yes, and they make USB SATA cables. So you can USB SATA cable, then put the SATA or the USB adapter to your phone, and you can access the files on the tablet from your phone.
Yeah, I have an on-the-go USB
I have
port.
One too. We
and
just
then
need
I
a
also,
SATA USB cable.
I have one.
With you?
No, it's at my house.
Damn it,
but
next time. Because at work today, I'm sitting in the office and I'm like, I recognize that. And it is an Applebee's, like, not just the same machine. It actually has the Applebee's software on the device. And my boss is using it because they're working on a project that they might buy the same product, but for them. And they just, you plug it into the computer and it's like plugging in your phone. You can see all the system files.
Now there is an issue.
Yes.
So it can be with the batteries when they're plugged in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because one issue I encountered was the SATA cable that I have, or SATA, or however you pronounce it, allows laptops hard drives to be read, but not those older, thicker ones that require an external power source.
No, that's a PATA, is what that is.
Okay.
And these are SATA, and yeah, so your SATA cable, I would imagine, is the correct one.
Yeah, it helps with thin laptop hard drives.
Yeah, it's the same connector.
Okay.
In fact, even new big hard drives use the same SATA cable.
Okay, and I broke the casing around it towards just the plug. No, I purposely did it so it can fit anything.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we could totally, like, bring our phones and we could totally hack into the tablet thing.
I'm hacking into the tablets, turning the TVs
I know, it's exciting. We are the banes of Applebee's existence.
Oh, man.
But yeah, and then so you can use the root tools to, like, root the tablet they use at the store. So fucking great.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's that. We are at about an hour here. We're at 52 minutes. Nikki seems to have divulged completely into her phone.
I'm out of notes on my
thing.
We started
talking about techie stuff, and I was...
It would be even funnier if rather than going to Applebee's dressed up, we went to McDonald's dressed up. And I would say this is the second time I've gone to McDonald's overdressed.
Wow.
Because one time I went before a quince, so I was wearing like a tuxedo and yeah.
Can you ever underdress with McDonald's?
I go in your underwear. That would be underdressing. Debatably, having a shirt is underdressing.
Okay,
or
well,
not having one.
A suit is, you can never overdress with a suit. A tuxedo is a different story.
I was in a tuxedo.
Yeah, a tuxedo is a completely different story. But a suit, you can go to like a kid's birthday party.
Right, because
dressed up
like,
in a suit.
It looks like he came from work. And...
Or not even that, but like, this is my regular attire.
Yeah.
What are you slobs doing? Wearing a t-shirt? Oh, button up, that's cute.
God, we sound like pretentious douchebags. It's probably because we're pretentious douchebags.
Douchebags.
Apparently, I can't even fucking talk, so.
But yeah, I want to be like that eventually, to where I can wear suits casually.
If I could wear suits every fucking day,
yeah,
I would be so happy with my life.
You would not be wearing suits every day.
I so would.
She's making it sexual.
Be on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Within an hour.
A wink.
Long.
Man, if
that's
I could like.
That's just the way it
if
is.
If I could wear like suits and vests like every day and not seem out of place, I would be so
really
happy
hot
with life.
Suits and vests.
Well, I think if you
those.
Own it, you're okay with it. You know, like this is my suit.
Well, that's what I found with like the beard and the glasses. Yeah. Like at first I didn't like the glasses, but like. Just don't give a fuck, and it's fine. Like, I got, when I was at the concert on Sunday, like, I was standing next to this girl, and she, like, didn't even talk to her, and she just looked at me, she's like, I really like your glasses. I was like, I really like your face. I didn't actually say that, because I'm not that smooth, but...
You were also with a friend.
Yeah, I was gonna leave that part out, but yeah, that was part of it, too.
But, yeah. Well, everyone's your friend at concerts.
It's true, I, like, because we, like... So the person I went with, her friend also went, and she like got way up at the front like before the show even started, and she was there for the whole like 13 hours we were there. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
But we but then we like didn't come back till like the 4 hours before the end of it, and then slowly meandered our way up to the front. Like, we actually ended up getting a better spot than our friend that was there all 13 hours. And she was kind of bitter about it, but whatever. But, like, along the way, we met all these, like, cool people. Like, we were just standing around between sets and, like, just talking to people. Like, there was a guy who had a Note 4, and we're talking about all the phones and the pixel densities.
That's cool.
He had, like, an extra battery, so I'm going to get an extra battery for this just in case I want to swap it out. It's like 25.
Is he going to send it to you?
No. He had his own separate batteries for his Note 4, and then I thought, you know, I should get them, and I can get two batteries for this for $25 plus a charger.
Yeah, when I had my Evo 3D, I had like five batteries.
Yeah, I did for my original Droid.
Okay.
Like the Droid. Yeah. Because I had to keep sending it back for some reason, so, and they just always sent you a new battery.
Wow, that's,
they said, like, take out the battery, send it back, but the new phone they sent you had a battery. So strange. I still have them up in my room. I have like four Droid batteries.
I guess Sprint doesn't like to, you know, miss things like that.
It was Verizon.
But, yeah, I remember when I first got my S5 and with its waterproofing and stuff, Nikki and I went kayaking.
Okay, we should go kayaking as a group.
That is a good idea. I have a couple kayaks. But
I do too, in the back, actually. We could go in my backyard. Yeah. We don't even have to travel.
It's not cold as balls.
Yeah, that's true. It's cold as balls right now.
Well, my balls aren't that cold.
Yeah, mine are usually a solid 98.5 degrees.
Oh, God. Now I'm thinking, okay. Anyways, kayaking.
Virtual abortion, no offense to the gays.
Hypothetical
virtual abortion, no offense to the gays.
So when we were kayaking, there was like another group around us, and there was a guy like on his Note. And I was talking about, oh, is that the new Note, blah, blah? He goes, oh, no, this is just the Note 2. I said, oh, yeah, I have the S5 and blah, blah, waterproof, blah, blah. And I dip my phone in the water. I'm like, I just put my phone in brackish water. It's one thing to put it in your sink, but to have, like, slightly salty water.
Yeah. Man. I kind of wish mine was waterproof. But then again, I've never been in a situation where I actually needed it to be waterproof.
I don't know. I enjoy dipping my phone in the water for in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, sometimes I like to dip it in the milk.
Smoky Mountains, sorry. And put it with the
cookies.
Yeah. I've never put it in milk. I should try that, though. See what it looks like. Just white. Or black, actually. I wonder what it would be. Black or white?
Why would the milk be black?
Because it's so dark.
Inside. Dark?
Like no light penetrates it.
It's probably white.
You're saying like what the phone would look like in the... Oh, you're saying with the camera.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. Now I'm curious.
It's probably white.
It probably is white because enough light gets through
it.
But maybe not. This is so fucking... Why don't I know the answer to this? Like, I saw a picture the other day of a match up against the wall with a shadow.
Yeah, there's
and
no
like
light.
You don't see the flame, and it's like it makes sense when you think about it, but you never picture that in your head.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to demonstrate that, but you know, if you usually get that close to the to a match to the wall, it kind of burns the wall.
Yeah.
People get upset.
Well, we're moving out of this house in like January, and it's going to be a teardown. So if we want to do it, then we can. Yeah.
Yeah, and this would be the ideal room to do it because the light casts everywhere.
Right.
There's not like extra shadows and stuff. It's just like light.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool to do. Okay, well, do we want to call it a podcast?
I suppose.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening to Podcast 50. Sorry, it was totally non-special for Podcast 50. But Austin wore a tie, so that's an event. And I rolled up my sleeves. And Nikki wore fancy shoes. So thank you everybody for listening. We will see you next week. Same time, same place.
Music Gablo.